It is very much striking that on this occasion, when the infant Jesus, just 6 weeks of age, was brought into the temple in Jerusalem by Mary and Joseph, by his mother and Joseph, there met them two people in the temple who were of a very great age. And each of those two people, one a man and one a woman, had something to say about this 6-week-old infant. We read that Simeon had a revelation from the Lord that he was not going to die. That's what presupposes that he was of a great age. But he was not going to die until he could see the Lord's Christ. How it was that he knew that this child was the Messiah, the scriptures do not tell us, but somehow he knew it. And we read, and it must have taken Mary and Joseph somewhat aback, that he took this young child in his arms and blessed God for the privilege of seeing the Savior. And then later, Anna also spoke about him to those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Testimonies of the aged at the birth of Christ. We think of the shepherds, those working men who were not highly educated any more than the average Jewish man would be educated. We learn of them and their involvement in witnessing the birth of Christ. We learn, of course, about Mary and Joseph. We learn about, in later days, the reactions in the court of Herod in that same city of Jerusalem. The little boy had been in that city and he didn't even know it. We learn about that, but we learn also about these two. And they had testimonies to give concerning Christ. And I want you just to think for a few minutes about these testimonies, because they had something in common in each case. First, they identified the child. We notice that Simeon said, in his words, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." He had been told, as we see in verse 26, that he would not see death. The Holy Ghost told him that. In whatever form that revelation took, the Holy Ghost told him he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And so he identified this child as the fulfillment of that revelation of the Holy Ghost. Here is the Lord's Christ. It must have been an amazing thing for Mary and Joseph to hear it. Now Mary was still, as we learned again this evening, pondering all those things that the shepherds told them, that the shepherds heard, the witness of the angels, and all that went on out on those hillsides. She was pondering that. She pondered those things in her heart. Now here was something else for Mary to ponder, the testimony of Simeon, this old man whom no doubt Mary never met before, saying, "Here is the Lord's Christ." And then, Anna also identified this six-week-old child. Interesting, they were there at the same time, and that as soon as Simeon was done speaking, we read that there was also this one Anna. And she, in verse 38, coming in that instant, coming at that moment, here the two of them were together there. She identified the child as the promised Redeemer. If you're looking for the Redeemer, the one of whom the prophets have spoken, as we have heard again this evening, if you're looking for him, here he is, this little boy, this six-week-old infant, here he is. The promised Redeemer. So they identified the child as the Messiah, whom the Lord would send, and as the Redeemer whom the Lord had promised, going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where the Lord said that he would put enmity between the serpent and the woman, and that the seed of the serpent would bruise the heel of the seed of the woman, but that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the seed of the serpent. So from that time, there was promised the coming of a Redeemer who would deal with sin. And Anna said, if you're looking for him, your look is over, your search is over. Here he is. Wonderful that as we come to think again upon the birth of Christ, we don't have to wonder who he was. These two aged people told us who he is, and he is still who they said. They identified the child. They magnified the child. Both of them did so. First of all, Simeon magnified the child. This little infant, he magnified the child by referring to him as the Savior. For he said in verse 30, it's enough, he said, I'm now able to die. Lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, because I have seen thy salvation. Meaning, I have seen the one who is bringing salvation with him. I have seen the one who is the Savior of the world. And notice how he meant that idea. He said he was to be a light to lighten the Gentiles. That is, he was bringing salvation for the Gentiles, those who were not of Jewish extraction. And he was also the glory of the people Israel. So he magnified the child by pointing to him as the Savior of the world. And Anna magnified him by referring to redemption. He's the sacrifice. He is the one, this little child, this infant has been born to lay his life down, to shed his blood for the redemption of his people. The Redeemer, the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The one of whom in that same chapter we read, it pleased the Lord to bruise him, to put him to grief, to make his soul an offering for sin. They magnified the child. And then, thirdly, they certified the child. That is, they said the long anticipation of prophecy has been fulfilled. We don't look for anything else. Here is the Redeemer. Here is Christ Jesus. He is the Lord. He is God incarnate. There's a wonderful phrase in that hymn that we were singing, that historic hymn from the 5th century of the Father's love begotten. There's a phrase there that really strikes me every time I hear it. The babe, the world's redeemer, first revealed his sacred face. Simeon looked upon that sacred face of the world's redeemer. Simeon said, I don't need to wait anymore. I don't need to wait to leave this world. He had been waiting for the consolation in Israel. He said, I don't need to wait anymore. Here is the Lord's Redeemer. And Anna said, are you looking for redemption? Anyone in Jerusalem who was looking for redemption, she would say, you have no further to look than to this infant boy. There is the Redeemer. They identified the child. They magnified the child. They certified the child. We don't look for anyone else. Tonight, we proclaim again that the one who has been born is God incarnate and the Virgin's Son.